Oh, you already cracked the cans?
No, I didn't crack mine yet.
I cracked mine.
Waste.
What's up, guys? You're listening to What Guys Think, the podcast where we bring you the new seltzers every time Josh is here, because he's now the seltzer review.
I'm just like thinking, like, I see all these TikToks about dudes like just bodying a 12-pack or like a fucking like 24-pack. They're like, I'll check in with you guys after 12. And they're just like stumbling all over. Like, can you imagine we did something like that?
Dude.
I like bringing over the seltzers, just like every new one every time just to see.
What do we got today?
I mean, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate you bringing them.
Today we have.
All right, what do you got, Josh?
The Bud Light seltzers, and they are the Retro Summer Pack.
The Retro Summer Pack.
Yeah, it looks like a tie-dye t-shirt on the box. Yes. 12 in the pack. The flavors we got, I got cherry limeade. Josh, what do you got?
I have summer ice.
I got blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry, I've thought was the worst, but it's not terrible, but we'll see. I've had these before.
Thanks, Josh.
I thought he was going to say, he's like, I gave almost you the worst threw one. Up when I had it. But
I had one sip and yacked.
Sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in. It's What Guys Think.
Now,
to be honest, I've already had these. And
oh, you've had them already? Me too. So
I like them.
I didn't score.
You mean score them, though, officially on, you know, What Guys Think. So.
What are we thinking of? what are you having?
So I had the summer ice is just good.
How is it? I'm going to try mine.
I never had cherry limeade.
The cherry limeade is so good, dude.
Ooh,
it's a little. I gotta get used to it.
I don't know what you guys taste like, but this one's like pretty good. Blue raspberry. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's got that tartiness in there, but then the next sip will be fine.
And you're also kind of weird with seltzers. Like, they don't hit you all the time that well.
Well, what happened?
We had that one long stretch with the White Claws, but you know.
Yeah, the White Claws. Sometimes the seltzers hurt me, but sometimes they'll be fine. I think
can't chug White Claw. I mean, I could.
No, it's. I've learned you that could, like a hurts. Shotgun of a White Claw is really hard. I'm not even kidding.
You heard that?
Yeah. When you said shotgun, that shit went like to the moon with your teeth. Did a nice whistle there.
Yeah. Did that actually happen?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't hear that.
You'll be able to hear it later.
Because that sounds like Pudding Pops.
It's been a while since we've been here. I think like two
speaking
weeks.
Speaking about Pudding Pops, Bill Cosby, how you doing?
Speaking about Pudding Pops, Bill, come out. Bill Cosby, everybody. He's just got out of prison.
Stop.
Imagine.
I mean, that's crazy.
Josh's like, no, we're drinking.
He's like actually a free man, correct? Yeah.
What happened? They just dropped the charges. They were like,
They're like, you know what? Quarantine's over. Let's fucking let hell go.
It just doesn't make any sense to me, but, you know.
Like, it was like, people were like, he didn't do it. He got off. Like, no, he did it. He just got off.
Exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
Just because he's out doesn't
Some
mean
people
he's
are
guilty.
Just, like, super fans to, like, the core, to, like, right. the death. Like, Billy, they'll support somebody to, like, the
even
physical
serial
death.
Serial killers have supporters. Isn't
Correct,
that crazy?
Dude. Yeah. Just because they're good looking. It's really crazy out here.
Insane.
Dude.
Yeah.
The world's Billy, weird. You know?
But girls also, I feel like, deep down, they like that just crazy shit in a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they find it, like, exhilarating. Like, straight, like, you know, dopamine rush. Right. Yeah, like all the time, bro.
It's like what they just need in their veins, bro.
Imagine, like, just, like, having a crush on fucking Jeffrey Dahmer.
Bro, but that was, like that show. There was a...
There was one on Netflix. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know you watch it.
It was, like,
I
love that shit. Like, the game show killer. Like, this dude was... No, he was, something, but he was like a really famous serial killer, and he had lines of girls like literally be like in love with him, like, giving him compliments, all this shit, like, oh, he's cute.
Girls in the courtroom, like, just hanging out.
Literally, like, random, like, you know, Amy's, fucking Jill's, you know what I'm saying? That were just there supporting this man.
People you would see
and
in
he's
Walmart,
killed
bro.
Girls like his age multiple times, dude.
And fucked girls.
Then. Crazy.
And then kill them.
And then fuck them again.
Yeah, but those are my favorite things bodies. To watch on Netflix, like Crazy. Stuff like that. True story stuff.
Yeah, I like the documentaries, especially
They're always happy.
Yeah, they always have happy.
Yeah.
Always have happy.
But now I kind of think that they're throwing them out, like, too much, like, the series. Like, they make so many of these, like, disappearance, like, series, and they're, like,
now
one
like
season, and then, like, sometimes they're from, like, Brazil, and, like, I just don't want to fucking, like, I want something from, like, rural fucking Kansas. Like, I don't know. I think they spew them out too much now. I like some of the series are really good on Netflix, like the murder mystery series.
Yeah, I like it's. I feel like it's too much of, like, a cliche now. Like, people make fun of them. It's like
there's definitely some really good ones. Like, The Aaron Hernandez,
Hernandez one was really
but
good.
But also that other, like I think his name was like the Daniel Hernandez trials or Gabriel.
That's who I was talking about. Yeah, I watched that one.
The Gabriel Hernandez one.
He was like the devil man.
I'm talking about the kid who got like, who was getting like abused by his parents and like stuffed in a, like, and they never found out like about this shit. Like the parents were like feeding this kid dog food, like crazy shit, dude.
I didn't watch that one,
but I know which one you're talking about. The, I think it had the same last name, the dude.
Yeah, he was a scary looking dude. He looked just like
he would steal kids and feed them dog food.
No, I'm talking about, just like there was a series, like the kid, the mom got with the stepdad or the boyfriend who was abusive, and the mom just gave in to all the fucking dads. That happens like all the time.
Oh, okay.
That happens all the time because the dad is in that at that moment is like the only breadwinner, I'm assuming, and so she needs him, and they'll literally like give up their child in that way, like to the brink, dude, of like death, like feeding a kid dog food, stuffing them in the basement,
that's
like terrible. For days,
crazy,
like, days, dude, like it's. Just
I wonder what these type of people think in their heads.
They don't, dude. They do. It's just mostly about like what can I gain from this situation? Like they're not thinking about
because it's probably all they know. They probably were like that.
Yeah, they're not thinking about what the reparations are going to be or anything like that. Like no consequences, never.
Yeah, they have no empathy for remorse or empathy for anything they do. So. To them, it's just like any other thing. It's like you just throwing the trash out, or
yeah, it doesn't.
You know,
mean
when you kill a bug, you're like, ah, fuck, you stop. Yeah. Even I feel bad for killing bugs sometimes. I'm like, I'm sorry, dude. You're probably a nice guy. I just you can't be my toothbrush.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to think of like other good ones. Like, have you seen other like good murder like docs like series?
I saw the have you seen the one with the girl in the hotel? Like when she, it was like a weird video of her. Like she's in this hotel that's like one of the most like. Known for being a rundown, slummy type of hotel, but it's like in the best spot in I forget what, maybe California.
I think I know what you're talking about.
And there was this weird video of her like stepping in the elevator and stepping out of the elevator, and she was like doing some weird hand motions, and then she just like tiptoed like left and right, and then like clicked buttons on the elevator, and then like left, and then
they found her in the water, right?
Yeah, they found her in like. The water on top reserve. Of the roof, like in the water reserve.
But you know what the grossest
like
part was?
2 weeks later.
You know why they went to check? Because someone said it tasted funny, like the water in the sink.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, gross. That's karma too. Like instant, like karma that you wouldn't even think is going to happen. And then that they're going to find that out or whatever. Like even there's the one, I think it was, forget the fucking name of the dude, but the guy was basically, I think he like, just didn't want he didn't want to be in his relationship anymore with his wife.
Yeah.
So instead of just leaving, he left the kids, dude, and like killed the wife and like left the kids in like an oil tank. Like literally like put them in. You remember that one?
I saw that one.
So he kills the wife. Like the dude wants a divorce. He wanted a divorce. They were getting a divorce, but like I guess he couldn't deal with it or whatever, dude. Mm-hmm. And he was going on with these lies. Like he was telling reporters, fucking police, it's not me. Like why would I kill my kid? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He kills the wife. And just literally leaves the kids like inside of an oil tank, dude.
Like he suffocated them and like, then left their bodies in there. Like 3 and 4 years
that's
old or
insane.
Something.
Like threw them in there and you're obviously dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, obviously.
And she was pregnant, the wife, too.
Like that shit is crazy. There's people walking around all walks of life that are like that.
I know.
Yeah, like inside of their minds, like they would do it. If push came to shove, like if they reached that point of like mental. Mm-hmm. They would do it.
There are people at that breaking point right now, and that's the scary part. Just you can be walking to the Kohl's, and some guy be like, "I can't take anymore," start stabbing people.
It could happen anywhere.
I remember that could happen. One of the comedians was saying he's like, "I'm surprised like more people aren't killing each other like every day." He's like, "It's so easy."
Oh yeah.
He's like, you would be surprised. Like usually, like some towns, like
the Purge.
Like the Purge, yeah. Like,
did you see the new one? I heard it was. Absolutely trash. That ever really since like the first one was,
trailer's always good.
The first one, in my opinion, is really good.
Yeah,
because it like changed the way like horror movies back then. Like they weren't made like
it's
that.
Completely different. Like you would never thought about something
right.
like this.
And that was like when I was in probably like fucking like seventh, eighth grade.
Yeah,
like, that was I was young back then. But they make like fuck like 6 and 7 of these movies, like the Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. You got family.
That's the best meme.
Thank God we got family.
Thank God we got family.
That is, those memes are top tier comedy, dude. They're mad funny. Those
I love when
Frankie, but the first one Frank showed me was the best. It was the Home Alone kid coming down the attic saying his whole line. He's like, I don't want to see my family. I wish, you know.
He's like, I hate my family.
And then it was just him with a shotgun pointing at the kid. He's always about family.
Don't talk about family, dude. Like, they're really on the 10th one, dude.
Yeah.
And people are really, like, lining up to see them. Like, people are really into it. I just can't get into, like, action movies for me, or besides, like, superhero movies are kind of hit or miss, like, half the time. Like, Liam Neeson-type movies, like, those are hit or miss for me.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's like a Nicolas Cage
John
type
Wick,
thing.
Though, is fucking...
Yeah.
He murks, dudes. Yep. Murks.
I think, you know what it is? It's the choreography in John Wick and, like, the...
And he could, like, move it.
Yeah, and the fact that he's trained in, like, these, to shoot and
all this
type of stuff.
He's, like, actually trained in, like, MMA or some kind of, like, mixed martial art.
You ever see him at
something?
The range? There's like videos of him at the gun range, and he just.
Oh yeah, I have seen those. He's a wild motherfucker. Yeah, but he can definitely. Those movies are really good in my opinion, like action wise.
I love that. I love that whole like genre now of, it just came out of nowhere, like just the John Wick, and like the whole fact that I love the part where they're like you hit like because he punched one of the guy's son, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "Why'd you hit my son?" He's like, "He killed John Wick's dog." He killed just like dog. Oh, and like just that was the end of it.
He was,
and
like,
I was like,
he was
well,
the coldest killer around.
Everybody knew who he was.
He was the coldest dude around, dude. Like even like mafia type, like high end dudes are like, that's John Wick.
The cops knew about him. They're like, yo, we just have to
imagine,
deal with these
and then,
killers,
and
dude.
Those that's why like the Liam Neeson ones just don't hit the same because he's the same in every movie.
He really is.
And like the even though John Wick. He changes up his movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. Right. The Liam Neeson stuff, like, there, some of them are good. Like, the couple Takens are good.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, The Commuter, like, stuff like that to me is kind of just like, yeah. But people beat off the fucking Liam Neeson, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, people beat to that. Like, they
good
love
action.
Liam
Neeson. They're good actions. Yeah.
I mean, if it's like, if you don't have to think about really nothing and you could just watch.
Just watch, like, people are just fucking blowing up and shit. Yeah,
I'd
watch
it. But the Fast and Furious movies, I feel like, I could, like, if they were like, you could never see it again, I'd be like, all right. Like, maybe that I would be sad about
I haven't seen a singular second, dude, of any of those movies in my whole life.
I don't know. Maybe if I was more in the cars and I was like, ooh, they have this car in the movie. Like, I want to see, like, it fucking whip. Yeah. Like, that, I am not.
I mean, they're definitely whipping it in there because they always got family on the other side. Shut up. Yeah, it was like, my boy texted me the other day, just something out of the blue, like, we always got family, and I was crying. Like, that shit to me is just so funny. I don't know why.
It's just like, everyone knows what you mean when you say it now, too, which is the best.
Yeah.
How was Billy was at Florida this past week?
I needed it, to be honest.
But like you were there for what, Thursday?
Like 4 days, right?
To Sunday?
Yeah. No, to Monday. Oh, I came back. I was here Tuesday.
Got to see the dogs and chill.
Mom and dad. The place is fucking so nice.
Yeah.
So they live in a community, right?
They live in a community.
It's like a 55 and over, and it's like... There's a couple different house models, and it looks really cool.
Yeah, it's and like I like that. I like the fact that because my grandparents were in something like that too, so they have like a pool.
Yeah, they got like the clubhouse there, but it's sick. Like
a
if you
card
went there,
table room, probably.
Like it's cold. It's cool. Like you know, how it gets really fucking hot here. Like it's not even as hot.
Yeah, it's like hot as it is here, but it's like breathable.
It's weird because usually when you go to Florida, you think
over here it's been like
soup.
Like
raining.
For the past, I think it's. They said it was like the worst heat wave in like the last decade here.
Oh yeah, did you not
like
see that thunderstorm?
Air quality wise, dude, it was hailing earlier
too. Yeah. A lot of like forest fires.
It's the middle of fucking July. It shouldn't. It's hail. Like you know what I'm saying? Like that's crazy.
Yeah, soon enough we're gonna.
The
have
rain
a
the last
magma.
The last like weekend into now has been like really stupid.
Yeah,
it's been like 98
today?
Degrees. Magma. You wake up, you brush your teeth, you walk outside, you got drops on your forehead.
Drops.
Right. You're walking to your car, you got drops. Like I hate that shit.
It's hard for me because I gotta shoot pictures and fly the drone and. Like 1 hour it
you're
can be rain,
outside.
The other hour
yeah,
can't,
that, yeah.
And then it's like I gotta freaking be like the
like
storm chaser.
The roofs of every.
But can you use the drone when it's raining?
No, it would have to be like this, ready? Like you know when it rains, it goes like drip. like drip, up. Drip, yeah, drip. Yeah. Like it would have to be like that, like max, and that would like anything more like than that, mist. I can't. Yeah, it would have to be like little drops, less than like.
Oh, okay, so smaller so than real like rain, it would just fucking.
Oh yeah, it would take
just,
it out.
The battery would just probably fuck up, and it would just fall out of the sky.
Land on Frank.
That makes sense. Also, it can get fucking struck by lightning, probably too. Yeah, can you imagine, dude? There was lightning. There was lightning this past week at my dad's place that literally hit one of the houses there. No. Like this big ass thunder. Were you there? Bro. I was there in the house.
You told me
it shook for like 2 seconds,
bro.
Yeah, Frank. When I was in Florida,
it was probably the same.
Like, it was probably that strike. Yeah, it was probably that because strike.
I'm telling you,
I felt it on the ground. Dude, I was like, I was in my room. It was like boom.
I thought it was an earthquake, bro. And my dogs like don't bark for the thunder. Like they were literally like.
Bro, that shit shot up.
You texted me like what, 12:46?
Yeah.
It sounded like an AK.
Like in the midnight.
Am I even kidding? That shit sounded like a fucking AK.
I thought like a bomb dropped in the freaking woods. So I was like, shit. I was like, a wrecking ball just fell.
Yeah.
A wrecking ball.
How was, did it rain on you yesterday? No, right? It was nice yesterday. You
no, were at, it were was, you? I was at Barre yesterday. No, it didn't rain.
How was no, it? Was did it packed? Rain? How are the Tuesdays there now?
No, it didn't rain.
Is it wild? Is it extra packed? Is it normal as it usually is?
I just wish that they would always open up the backpack, but
right.
I understand why they don't because that back could literally fit like 1,000 heads, dude.
Yeah.
Like minimum like 1,000 heads. So, but yeah, it was a good time. Like they just milk the line, bro. We got there at 6:45.
Yeah.
The line was wrapped around like in the parking lot, like wrapped. So we were in the back. We easily could have got in even with that big ass line, like 15 minutes, but they milk you because at 8 o'clock, you got to pay 20. Mm-hmm. You got to pay 20 to get in. So we literally walked in 7:58, didn't pay 20, but kids that walked in like 8:02,
$20. Yeah, that's. I remember crazy. We used to always try to
because when we 20 bucks because when we walked in, like, when we walked in, I saw a tumbleweed dude like pass by. So I'm like, "There's no way."
So you were online for an hour?
Was it packed?
An hour?
Where was it?
But like, what I'm saying
was about the train. Like
yeah. So what I that's what I'm saying is like when I walked in, I was like, okay, they could have let us all in 15 minutes because there was nobody inside.
Yeah,
like literally, like there was people, but like there was a lot of space. Like,
right.
So that's the reason why. That's like a reason why like I don't like going out because I hate dumb shit like that. Like, right. Why aren't you just letting people in? Like, you're gonna make the money in the bar. You know what I'm saying? Like, just get true. The people.
I don't
in.
Know if it's like an actual rule with like bars. Like, you have to wait 2 minutes or some shit.
Well, they're like setting up inside, but shouldn't they be done with that?
Well, like I know they have like dinner and tables out, and they got to move all the chairs and shit.
No, by the time we walked in, it was like a like bar, like regular, no tables, no nothing. Huh. But they didn't have normally. Don't they have the band on Tuesdays, or is that like a Saturday thing?
Tuesdays are like
no what? Band. It was a DJ, which I liked
inside.
Yep,
oh, that's cool.
And outside too. It was.
They're playing Uzi.
Fist worth getting thrown, ass in a circle.
Fist worth getting thrown,
ass in a circle. But yeah, no. Nah,
who'd
it was,
you go with? I had a good time. Friends?
How many I went with Casey. I went with my boy Rob. Yeah, it was a good night. It was Casey's girlfriend's birthday, so she was there. But yeah, we did one shot wheel. No. We were doing we did a shot wheel. What did we land on?
Did you beat
it? Yeah, but like I don't even drink beer at fucking
beat,
bar.
Beat, right? Beat. Yeah, no, you just sipping.
Huh? I drink vodka clubs all day.
I can only have that now. If I was to go, I couldn't do like the Tuesday 50 cent. I couldn't do that because I would.
I'd be yakking.
My stomach would be out.
Not even just that, dude.
Just feeling like this shit.
Not even just that. You are drinking those two beers in 4 seconds. Then you're going to have to body people again to get two more beers.
And then you have to like, piss in a fucking 50 feet line.
So I'd rather just get two vodka clubs. And like, I'd rather just get all my drinks for like the next 30 minutes to an hour in like one session. Man.
That's like when I have to go
you know
to.
What I, you know what I mean?
Even if I'm double fisting with a green t-shirt on top. You know what I'm saying?
Like, fucking drop it in.
So, I did a. We did a like a blueberry lemon shot, which was pretty good.
That sounds
we
good.
Did a fucking. Oh my God. That shit is so stupid, dude. We did a fucking Casamigo shot.
What the hell's that?
The tequila.
That's when they bring the guy on. He has to make it for you.
Yeah, he dances on your cup.
That shit. I wasn't drunk at that point. Like, I wasn't sober. But I easily could have yacked off that. Sometimes, like, I take a shot and I don't even have to be drunk. It'll just hit me a different way, and
Is it like the drink, or is it like you're really throwing up shit from probably like last night?
No, it's literally it'll be like just the tequila and like maybe some other drinks that I had earlier. It's normally just like liquid, but we did a Casamigos. That shit had me fucking rolling for like 2 minutes. Tequila gets me like I can only drink. a little tequila, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Because I get like,
I don't know why they pick tequila for the end of the night. It's like throw up time.
I love it. It's like getting to towards the end of the bar. You're like waiting in line to take a piss, and then they come over. Double shot tequila.
Tequila shots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's get it. While I have to piss, I get it and still.
Drink. Oh, of course, dude.
Then I'm gonna go get a fucking hot dog at the stand and then yak on the train.
And my other friend got like.
While the train's booking it,
all I had to do was smell it, and it smelled like just straight like JMO.
Yeah.
And it was fucking 12, dude. I'm like, I'm not taking this JMO shot. Like, I'm blacked or it like almost
it
blacked.
It looks at you. Actually, it looks at you and winks. It says, "You're gonna die."
Like, I'm not. I'm not taking that JMO shot, bro.
So you let us in on a little info before the pod started. You said you had a little bit of a good time last night.
On Saturday.
It wasn't yesterday, right?
This wasn't yesterday. It was Saturday. It was at DJ's.
You went DJ's back to back. You had a doubleheader like fucking the Yankees.
Yeah, but don't get used to it because that's normally not how it is for me. Like, I don't go back to back like that. But DJ's been growing on me. I can't even lie to you. Like,
what do you think it is that... That
I used to just have enjoying. A bat. I just like the fact that
because I remember you were like, oh, that
I used to hate it, but like now because it was normally just always high in there. And if it's a nice day, you can chill outside. They got fans out there. It's okay. They got music going.
Yeah,
that's okay. But lately, like, you just need to secure your one spot and kind of just like chill there.
That's what I was talking about.
As long as I have enough room to just two step,
that's it.
And throw my
fist.
That's what we do.
Because I was like, bro, I was like, you can't be walking around like.
Dude, that is a top one pet peeve for me, to be honest. Like, bar A yesterday, like, on the dance floor, like, just people walking, like, the same groups of people just walking across the dance floor. Like,
I know.
That shit's, dude, I'm literally like this,
like,
dude.
Stop. Like, just go somewhere else. Go around the other way. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, that's what I like about bar A, too, is they have a lot of exits.
Right.
Like, there's mad doors. Like, just go out somewhere else. Why would you want to walk through the dance floor if you didn't have to? It's the worst place to walk through.
Really, especially, yeah.
The layout's not right.
No, yeah. They got to... I don't know. Like, that's what's like. It freaks you out about DJs because, like, what if something just went up in flames? Like, the fuck you going? It's gonna be panic.
No, remember it went. Remember it was on fire.
I know. I wasn't there for it, but I heard the kitchen was on fire.
Josh was like, I was holding the match.
Scary. What did you say? You were holding what?
No, Josh was like, I was holding the match.
Yeah, he started it. Stop. He was like, yo, get the fuck. We need to clear this place out.
But yeah, I was at DJs on Saturday, and I had my first threesome.
Oh my god, Josh.
It wasn't.
So like, how did it happen? Like, how'd you find the girls? They just walked
like,
up
look
to
at
you
them and, like, we know what's going on.
What'd you do?
Oh, normally, I just know what
I know
the
what he
deal
did.
Is. What are you going to say?
He said there was matzo ball soup at his place.
Matzo ball.
They said, we'll come.
Matzo ball.
I got bagels.
Bagels.
Back at the crib.
We got bagels. But, we got matzo soup. We got french fries.
It's like fresh sheets and towels.
Fresh sheets and towels.
What's it called? She like I just know what the deal is in DJs.
Were they
like,
together though? Like
they were together. Okay. It was a group of four girls, and there was another dude who was
just
there.
It was just like a package.
He was just like a
walking
friend.
Around, just waiting.
It was kind of just like
just waiting for one guy.
But I was because I know what the deal is in DJs. Like you just got to be dancing. You know what I'm saying? Just,
yeah, you can't.
And girls and girl because people will literally post up like this, dude, the whole night by the bar.
Yeah, was
just
that
like
Paulie?
This. You know what I'm saying? Last night was a movie, and you're just like, "Look, bro." You know what I'm saying? So I'm I'm dancing, like having a good time. These girls just come over because I'm with like five or six. I was with Andrew and Kevin. I was with like five or six other dudes. So like they just came
straight
over.
Cocked.
And I went all home. Dicks. I went home. I went home with all of the friends. Like I left.
So you left.
I
left
all the dudes. I left Andrew and like all of them. I was like, don't worry about me. Like I'm fine. Like
I'm getting a ride home.
So I went home with all the friends and I was hooking up with the one friend who was the girl that was mostly on me, but her other friend, like I know, was feeling me too. Because anytime the friend would like turn around or go somewhere, she would like
she'd be
on
there.
So, I was hooking up with the one girl, and the other friend walks in, like, just walks into the room.
Like, you're hooking up, like, you're making out, or, like, hooking up?
Making out, like, my dick is, like, about to enter either her mouth or her vagina. Either or. So, that's about to occur. She walks in. It's dead silent for, like, we continue.
Is it, like,
it's dead silent.
Black?
It's dark in there.
He's no what he's.
It's dark in there. There is a lamp on though. There is a no. There is there was a lamp.
Imagine you turn the light on after all the sex and it's like two guys. It was asses out. It was pitch black.
He's like, they were nice guys.
They were nice guys. Dude. Holy no, shit. Josh's like, yo, one of those guys had great head skill, dude. Even...
It was so crazy. It took me for my...
He's like, dude, I thought I was like, oh, two girls might as well go for that for the holy in my ass.
Nah, but...
only live once.
She had the lamp on, and she had the fucking, you know, like the LED Johns. Like,
Josh is like, girls, I swear.
The LED Johns. What do you say?
They were girls, I swear.
Josh is like, there was a light right next to the race carpet.
Holy shit.
The race carpet.
The kid right, had, dude, she came out in a Cookie Monster onesie.
I looked up, and she had all the Where's Waldo books. I was like, what am I getting myself into here?
He's like, I reached for the lamp, I grabbed Elf on the Shelf, and I just threw him down. No, for real. Right, so the lamp was on.
The lamp was on.
Was the door open, or she just busted open the door?
The door was closed, but we didn't lock it, because we were just, you know, whatever. Yeah.
So she walks. Wait, this was like one of the beach houses, like on the shore?
But it was in Manasquan. It was actually by Osprey.
Okay.
And I mean, I'll just skip to the end really quick. But yeah, she walks. The girl walks in. It's quiet for like 30 seconds, like pretty much dead silent.
Yeah.
She just ends up sitting on the bed and just joining in. And like, no one said anything. Like, it
was
just happened.
Was she joining like she was making out? Or she
it's almost doing, like they definitely had a conversation like about it. Like, are you down like for this? Like, they never told me like whatever. And
they
it just
never
happened.
Talked about it? It just, wow.
So, but I think they talked about it. It would make sense to me that they discussed that. But that should happen.
I'm 99% sure they were like, let's do this.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a bucket list thing for them.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's like an every Saturday night thing.
Maybe they're like, maybe
it's because I did my diamond push-ups before DJs.
Diamond push-ups.
And I had a bicep vein out.
Did you have this chain on too?
I had this chain on.
He'll never not go now without doing the diamond push-ups.
Yeah, you can't.
Diamond push-ups.
Even if it has to be online outside.
Everyone listening to this who's like going out, like, yo, we got to do the diamond push-ups.
So did you stay the night or did you were out right after?
They wanted to go out like out to not the Osprey, like some other bar in Manasquan. I think it's like starts with an L, Leggett's or something like that. Something like
never
that.
Never heard of that.
Me either. Mm-hmm. So
what time is it right now?
At this point, it's not even that late. It's honestly probably like 11:20 because these girls were down to dip. They were like, we're dipping, and I'm like, I'm just gonna go with you guys.
Yeah.
So it was probably like an hour of actual time. They're like, yeah, we're gonna go here. I'm like, to be honest, like I'm definitely going home. Like I need to go home. Like I'm
and
not
they
going
were cool?
out to.
They were like cool.
She
were
was
like,
just. I don't even know if she was cool with it. Like she was just like what bye. The fuck. She was no. She didn't say nothing. She was just by and like, there was no kiss or anything. Like
wait,
she
so
just closed
after
the door right behind.
You're like peace.
She just closed. Yeah.
So they said they were going somewhere else.
So. Yeah, they were like, going. They were going.
He's
out
like,
to
dude,
drink.
My balls are dry. That's what I came out for.
And yeah, and after that, bro, I'm trying to go to bed. I'm not trying to go out again.
Josh was imagine you.
Imagine like yo, you could have did a what's it called? The hat trick, right?
No, you know what he should have did? They were like, yeah, you know, we're going to go to, what's it called, Leggins or some shit?
Leggett's.
Yeah, you
something
like
that. It's could,
we're going to get snow cones.
Josh could be like, Josh is like, it's all good. I'm going to watch Grey's Anatomy. He gets in the bed. What's under the covers?
That shit that you said about the race car, dude. The funny
bro,
thing.
The race car.
This kid had a nightlight.
Because I was like,
stop.
I was like, well, I'm trying to picture what the fuck the situation is when she's coming in. It's like, is it pitch black? Did you know she was coming in? It's like,
well, I heard the door open, obviously.
Yeah.
She was and at first, like, I looked, like, I just looked, and I knew it was her immediately. Mm-hmm. So I just continued.
I have a real question right now.
What?
Did you last, like, a minute?
No. It was because I was drinking, and I, like.
Right,
now,
yeah,
did you
yeah,
fuck
yeah.
them you, both, or just yes. the one, while the other one was doing the other one?
No, both of them received dick.
That's a fair amount of. That's a fair question.
That's it.
I feel like
both
that's a
of
fair
them
question.
Received
that's all
dick.
We need to know. Josh, just sign these favors, and we'll be ready.
We got them.
We got them.
Girls, come out.
Chris Hansen.
Oh man.
Yeah, but after that, I just dipped. Yeah. It wasn't like scary, but because because I was drunk, it was just easier for me to just have it happen. But no, I was actually like long. To be honest, probably like pushing like 25.
Josh, because I'm there was a mirror in the room.
There was no mirror. Josh was flexing. And I couldn't, I couldn't even see anything. Like, I'm telling you, it was dark in there. Like, I could feel and, like, fucking.
Josh is better than a fucking, than fucking Ray Charles, bro. This man in the dark can fucking, like, probably
saw. No, like I said, she had a lamp on and the fucking thing. So I could kind of see, but it was definitely dim.
He's like Daredevil when the fucking ring comes out.
It was like, it would be like if all the lights were off in here and just that one, not even that lamp, the TV, because it's not even that bright.
Okay, yeah. I understand.
It's still dark in the, like, it's still dark.
I got you.
But yeah, it wasn't like scary because I was drunk, but
you were scared.
It's kind of like
thinking of Raymond.
Intimidating. I feel like sometimes you. I don't know. Not that time though. But I felt like before that, if when I tried it, it would be
right.
But yeah. it eased me in because I was 12 vodka clubs deep and fucking.
Yeah. No, I understand. But it's that's
a great experience.
That's
Josh.
A funny ass story, and you know, definitely one for the.
To never say books. To anybody except the people listening.
It's like, all right, Josh. No, look, like, Josh, don't worry. We won't tell anyone.
I don't care if you guys tell people.
No.
Josh, we're live.
That's true. What was I going to say?
Like, wait, you're keeping this in?
Do you guys... So that's definitely, like, grave shit for me, like, just in general. Like, I would never tell my, you know...
Right. So, like, if you were
to get... Do you guys have, like... I'm not saying say it, but, like, you guys have grave shit, right? Everyone's got shit they're taking to the grave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Billy's got stuff.
Yeah. I mean, some of my stuff leaked out, you know?
He's got to take it to the grave. But, yeah.
Like Drake, bro. Money in the grave. Throw it in there.
Yeah.
Money in the grave. I wanted to talk to you guys about... home invasions, because I always think about it like when there's no one here. I'm like, imagine just someone just fucking kicked the door in, just ran in.
What would you do if a guy came in right now? Would we stop the podcast or would you keep talking?
No, we would commentate everything that we're going on.
Exactly. We're getting robbed now. The guy's taking the 50 inch.
All right, here he goes. He's taking the 50 out. All right. Up, so up. Billy's bongs now.
The play by play.
Billy's like, no.
He just took a rip of my bong.
But I was like, what the fuck would I do? Like, where am I going? Like, I think I always think about, like...
How would you protect yourself? What do you got?
I would, if I was in my room, like, I heard them come in. Yeah.
So, are we saying, are you home by yourself? Or are
so
you
let's
home,
do
like...
It, let's do it like you're by yourself.
By yourself.
Okay.
You're by yourself. Let's say...
You hear a glass break.
You hear, like, the door just break open, and you're like...
Or a window.
And you just hear, like, footsteps coming up the stairs, if you have stairs, or, like, down, or whatever.
Okay.
And you're in your room, or the bathroom, or, like...
Oh, that's the worst. Imagine you're taking a shit. What would you do?
I would just be like...
You know what I would grab as a weapon, though, to be honest? You know the back of the toilet seat? The filter thing? That thing's heavy as shit. If I hit you with that motherfucking thing, you're going down.
Honestly?
Where else weapon are you going to go? You're going to get him with a bar of soap?
I'm trying to think, like...
With the sock?
So are we doing things that we have in our house currently, or do we... Like hypothetically, have these weapons like to protect ourselves.
Well, you're not gonna be like, well, I'm gonna grab my shotgun.
AK.
I'm gonna grab the gun I taped behind the toilet seat.
My fucking Keter. My
like what? Would
so
you,
I'm saying in my.
So let's say you're sitting in like where
I'm in my mom's house right now.
Yeah,
so if I'm in my mom's.
Let's lay out the house.
Yeah, the address.
I'm trying to think what I'm taking.
What's the address, Josh?
I'm
trying to think what I would take. Right. I mean, we definitely have like a fucking like. Knives and shit
like
that.
Like if you they have like your mom has like a guest room for you, right? If you were to stay the night,
yeah.
Is it like upstairs, downstairs, and living room? Like
upstairs.
So you're upstairs.
So if I'm upstairs,
you're watching Ozark.
Ozark. Okay, then, that's a good show.
And then the door busts in.
Yeah.
And you hear
you
like
got one hand. On
I got melatonin. I'm putting his ass to sleep. I got melatonin.
You're shoving pills in the guy's mouth.
Nah, I mean,
like, do you think you would try to hide, or do you?
Nah,
think,
bro.
Nah, I think knowing Josh, he'd be like, "This is it."
No,
people Josh. Die every day. He starts rapping
all over nothing.
He comes out. Josh comes out. He's like, "Yo, listen, man.
Do whatever you need to do, my brother. Got to see it through, my boy.
My boy."
That's what I mean, though. Like, would you be? Would
no,
you,
like,
do you think you'd more be like, "Yo, just take whatever"?
No. I think if somebody were to break in,
hey man.
I would be willing to like probably just risk everything at that moment just to save, just to like, you're not going to come in here and like kill people and or fucking like take every, you're just not going to do that. Yeah. I feel like it depends on like genuine, like if they're coming in like super aggressive, like look, or like with a knife out, you're fighting.
Josh, oh
like,
yeah.
If he's got a gun,
or you have to
fight. You're not going to fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and if you're
going to
hide.
It,
nah. He's gonna find your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Can't be under,
you,
can't,
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not 2 feet tall. Like you're gonna find.
You can't me. Be under the race car bed hiding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. You're gonna have to come.
I'm
out
gonna
and
be.
See, like,
if you were to hide somewhere, if I were to like hide somewhere, it would be like probably just like a closet, the attic, even.
I think. I think what I would do is I would try to grab whatever, you know, is like a weapon, like Billy said, like the toilet.
Yeah.
I would leave like the, if I was in my room, I'd have the door shut.
Oh, we can hop off this balcony.
Easy. That's what I'm saying. So easy. I open it. Maybe I leave it open like the movies.
Oh, and they go look at
and
it.
And then I stay in the closet. Then I come out and I fucking
badge. That's actually, I think that's actually a smart idea.
Just make it look like I fucking.
Because sometimes like movies like they gas shit, but that's like you probably a smart idea.
You know what would be good?
People have to think of this stuff.
Right.
You make it believable.
Instead of just opening up the balcony like they do in the movies, like throw some shoes down. Like you fucking fell out of your shoes.
No. I got a better idea. So I'll just like, he'll probably see me, you know, before I walked in the house. Clearly he's following me because he's going into my house.
Yeah.
He'll know the clothes I'm wearing. So I'm just going to pretend like I'll leave all my clothes on the floor. Like I just disappeared.
Like you just pop him.
Oh yeah. My God.
And I'll be naked. It's Harry Houdini or something.
Yeah.
He's going to walk.
It gets Harry Houdini.
I'll blow powder in his face.
Yo, dead ass though.
Dick hanging.
I can't lie. I would probably use Billy's bong as a weapon.
Yo, or your idea is smart though with the shoes, but anything that can make a noise down there.
Right.
Like if you throw like a bottle, just throw a bottle in there. He's gonna react or something. You just dip, bro, or go somewhere.
I always think about that. Like when it came to
survival. Do you guys think you? I mean, if someone came in with a knife, you're fighting.
I would get my knife. You would have a fucking knife.
Yeah,
knife
like, you know, and you're fighting, bro, you know, to the death. At that point, you're probably fighting to the, or at least he's gonna stab you. He'll see that you're down. He'll take shit and dip.
The thing about a knife is that you can't really run away from. Like you can't really run towards someone with a knife because they could just like.
No, dude, and they could stab you anywhere. You're bleeding. Anywhere. It doesn't matter. And fucking,
we're not made of steel.
You got no safe spot. No. You're all flesh.
Yeah.
So like, it'd be better if they had a gun. Maybe you can catch them off guard or fight with them for it because they can't stab you.
But a gun is also like, if he had a gun in this proximity.
First of all, if you're robbing a house with a kitchen knife, you're doing something wrong.
Not a kitchen
knife,
but like probably like a butcher knife.
Yeah, but anything. Like if you're coming in to start stabbing people,
yeah.
I mean, if you're gonna people, I mean, usually if you're coming in to rob somebody, it's crazy that we're just like talking FBI on the door.
Yeah.
Nah, but if
Josh,
you're
like, this how you do it, bro. I did it.
If you're little girls and race cars. When I robbed this house the other night, nah, but if you're going to rob a house, you probably have a weapon on you.
Yeah.
Something.
You
probably
don't want to use the weapon.
It doesn't have to be.
It could be a squirt gun.
It could be literally like a fucking like mace. Like just something. Anything to just protect them or like to be aggressive with. But
I don't think they're coming in with mace, though.
No. It would be a knife or a gun or like a, you know, I don't even know.
Slingshot.
If you're allergic to peanut butter, just a jar of Skippy.
Just imagine just holding their face. I know you guys are allergic.
Like I found out about your little secrets.
Your peanut butter allergy.
I saw your EpiPen in your car. My
man, an EpiPen.
Came in a jar of fucking Skippy.
I'm done.
Imagine, dude.
No, keep it away.
First of all, I feel bad for everybody who's allergic to peanut butter.
I really do.
Your
too,
life
dude.
Can end in like a second.
Like like deathly allergic to the point where like you can't even have it within like 3 feet
like
of you.
If you had a sandwich right there, you'd be like,
exactly. Like that's fucking crazy, dude.
Your body thinks it's like, what the fuck is your?
It just
like,
reacts.
It
like,
just thinks it's saving.
Dude, and it sucks because the throat literally closes and then you can't breathe.
It's like, oh, we're saving the body and then stop the breathing.
Yeah. Like in Hereditary.
Bro,
like in Hereditary.
That fucking once they said she was allergic to peanut butter, I was like, this is it.
And she eats the cake.
You know what?
Oh,
I hate?
It's made out of peanuts, of course.
You know what? I hate the movies where like you're like 5 minutes in and the little kid goes the fucking inhaler. You know something's gonna happen.
Yeah, of course.
I wish they did a movie where they did that and then nothing ever happened again.
Like you know, this kid's gonna get caught in a situation where he's claustrophobic or has no oxygen.
He could be like terrible runner. You know, he needs it. You know,
right.
He's very slow.
I know regular people that I mean,
I have an inhaler.
Yeah, as people have that. But, yeah, I think a lot of the population has asthma. But yeah, that girl got fucking murked in Hereditary.
Yeah.
When
fucking
she was
put her head out the window. I didn't expect that. I thought she was just
gonna. That's when I knew that
her head came clean off.
And they showed it to you.
And they showed
that's when I knew that movie was like.
Have you watched that
crazy
again?
Yeah, of course, dude. That movie's beatable.
You watched
to me.
You watched it again? How many times you
that
watched
movie
it?
Is nutworthy to me.
How many times have you watched
probably it? Like five.
That's crazy.
I think
so. You watched
if it's on
hang from the ceiling that many times.
It's just like I
guy,
like it.
It's
entertaining to me. That movie is fucking
I bet
crazy.
Josh,
to
he gets
me.
It with popcorn.
You guys thought it was funny.
I thought it was hilarious. To
you guys are
there
crazy.
No, because they fucking
remember?
Went high.
No, because
I mean, I probably smoked
yeah,
too.
No, you smoked with us. We were baked to shit watching this.
I was like,
just imagine,
my seat,
just imagine the girls floating right on the ceiling. I was like, oh my god, it's Peter Pan. Like I was dying.
You're, I mean, that I part, like, okay, but when Neverland, she's beating her head on the fucking attic and creepy. She's cutting her head with the piano string.
I don't like that. No.
That shit.
Oh, wait, wasn't she going like this?
When she was no, like that, and then she goes fast, bro, and you see the blood.
But when the headless body shit. Floated up into the treehouse, I was dying.
That was funny. Like, those things are okay, but what I'm saying is, like, the scary parts were, like, genuinely scary.
Just whoever thought of that shit. You're sick.
The dude who made Midsommar, Ari Aster. He has the one coming out.
He's a sick bastard.
The movie Old this weekend. Yeah. Dude, I want to see that.
What's
so bad.
That called?
If you want to see that, like, next week or something.
Nah, dude, that shit looks creepy too.
You'll probably see it with your girl, but if you want to see it, I want to see that shit.
What's it about?
I'm pretty sure it's the same
director.
They
go to, like, an island that they tell you in the trailer, like, kids aren't allowed. Like, why? So they just age. Take the kids. Yeah.
Rapidly.
So they age rapidly. Like, they're going from, like, 10 to, like, 21 in, like, 10 minutes.
10 minutes,
and they're just rapidly aging. Like the
and
people,
they die.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess.
So, like, you can't touch that land, or you just age too fast.
I mean, yeah, I have no
they
idea.
Have to, like, they don't really tell you, like, the whole concept.
But you just but know that just, they get old.
Yeah,
but it's the same director
in the trailer. Like, the girl who was, like, 2 years old, like, just is pregnant now with, like, a kid.
That's crazy.
I don't know how she got pregnant, by the way. Like, that didn't make sense.
I mean, she probably had sex with somebody there.
Oh. Maybe.
And then ages the baby.
But how,
quick.
Though, if they were only there for, like, a day?
And they were, like, 5 years old, like,
I mean, 2 minutes
ago.
Maybe, like, it doesn't just skip time. Like, the time that it does skip, there are events happening in that time frame. Like, that you just can't experience because...
You ruined the movie for me. I know that's exactly what...
Dude, I'm telling you, I could write scripts.
I know you can. You're good.
I'm like, I could write shit like that. Like, yeah. I know shit before it even occurs. Normally.
I have some pretty good scary movie ideas in my head. Like,
I'm down, dude. Yeah, I like that shit. Same.
So,
we can do it. Let's do it right now.
I had this idea where it would be like a scene where...
Can I have another one of those?
Yeah, sure.
Which flavor do you want?
Anyone. Just give me one. Same one's fine.
No,
doesn't matter.
You gotta change it up. Everyone's gotta get different.
My bad, Frank. You're in the middle of it.
No, that's all right. I got it. This has, like, been in my head for a while.
You got your train?
Someone's gonna hear this and steal it. They're gonna send it to
yeah, don't give them too much, bro.
No, this is... I was just gonna say it because it's like you can't really give it away. I mean, you can't really not give it away.
Not give it away. Okay, okay.
So, basically, I have it so... I don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Probably a guy. And well, it could be either or. I don't want to put a gender to it. But anyway, like, they're in the house. And maybe, like, you know someone's in the house.
Right.
And you're kind of seeing, maybe you're seeing, like, the camera, like, is from the killer's perspective.
Uh-huh.
But basically, this person's doing, like, their night routine.
Okay.
So you're just washing their
face.
Live.
You're watching them, like, wash their face. Like, you,
brushing their
this
teeth.
Is, like, not the
beginning. Every day.
Probably not the beginning of the movie. Probably, like, maybe in the middle. And, like, you know this character a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're, like, brushing their teeth, doing their hair. And they brush their teeth. And then they spit, and then they hear something. So then they look, and they're like, what the fuck was that?
What was that?
So they're like, whatever. So they put the mouthwash in, and they go to gargle, and then...
Yo, that's the throat's cut?
And that's the trailer?
All the...
That's the...
Or that's just
that
like
that could
scene.
Be like the first scene
and
to the
trailer,
and all
the Listerine just comes out the neck.
And then it's an ad for Listerine.
Fresh breath.
Fresh breath, bro.
Killer breath, bro.
Killer breath, bro.
Killer breath. Yo. Nah, but... I mean, we could probably put, like, a whole script to it. I'm telling you right now, like, we could really make something like that. We would just need actors.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that
can genuinely
act.
Well, the effects, too.
Act.
We need the effects.
Oh, effects,
like,
I mean, you can honestly, like, what? I mean, I could...
Like, certain angles and stuff, like, you could probably pull it off. But we'd have to just learn.
We could use our TV production skills.
Yeah.
Our global communication
TV
skills.
TV teacher lives right next door, so we'll have him coming.
I'll type up a script.
I thought of another scene, too, where... Let's say, like, it's like a girl and a guy texting each other and they're, like, getting intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they're, like, sending each other's pics and the guy's, like, sending, like, his face and then she sends, like, her face. And then he's like, come on, send me, like, really something good. So, like, he says
that.
Yeah. Okay. And then she sends, like, her tits. Okay. And then, like, the theater sees the tits and everyone's like,
Oh, yeah.
And then he's like, all right. And she's like, now you. And he's like, hesitant. So he's
clearly,
like,
because you can't put dick on the TV.
Right, right. So.
Especially because it's probably an inch and a half.
Right. So he's like hesitant. And he's like, I don't know. And then she's like sending like more, maybe like her
like upper thigh,
or something. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then he sees something and he's like, what the fuck is that? And it's like
a little bit of
chill.
straight push.
Straight dick.
It's like just straight, like it's someone else's hand.
Oh my god.
And then
god,
you realize
dude.
The girl's dead. Like he's taking pictures of like this girl's dead body and sending it to the
guy. Oh my god, dude, that would blow my mind.
You know what I mean?
That's why they pay him the big bucks.
That's why they pay him the big bucks. Dude, that's
that would fucking freak out.
I'm telling you, no, the first thing that you said, though, could literally be like the opening scene to the trailer.
Yeah.
Although, like, just regular shit, cuts it, and then cut it to a black screen and
Listerine.
So it would have to be
coming October, whatever. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
So, and then we could just continue on. The trailer, I think the trailer is so underrated for movies.
Yeah.
It is.
If the trailer is like just gripping to me,
like you said, The Purge was ass. But the trailers for The Purge are always good. Like, they look cool. Like, but the
movie. But you kind of just know that the movie's gonna be trash. Right. If the trailer
show, I feel like the better.
If the trailer catches me like off guard, like, that's why I'll see like any movie. Like, I'll you know, from fucking like Bohemian Rhapsody to, you know, Sinister to like stupid shit like that. So yeah. So, but I think the trailer is like super underrated. Sometimes they be giving away like the entire plot.
I hate that, bro.
It's the dumbest thing. And like, why am I going to pay $12? And so, you guys have HBO Max. You can get any movie on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Any single
Especially now. After quarantine, I feel like HBO Max would make
They have
big
Space
bucks.
Jam on there already.
Yeah, they have
the new Space Jam is on there already. Trash. It's in the theater.
It's garbage.
You watched it?
I haven't seen it.
I didn't like it.
You really watched it?
I like kind of want to see it, though. I like LeBron.
It was on the flight.
Oh, it was on the flight.
Mm-hmm. They were playing on the flight.
No way.
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah,
that's the new fucking one on the crazy.
Because
well,
it's
on
Max.
Dude.
Yeah, it's on Max.
Oh, yeah, if they have Max on
there. They could put it on there.
Damn. You know, I know you weren't flying Spirit with that fucking HBO Max on the TV.
HBO Max.
I saw
they got HBO Max.
They got Black Widow on Disney Plus.
I also watched I watched the Meg.
It was good.
The Meg, the Megalodon.
Oh, the shark movie. Oh yeah, I saw that a while ago. That was pretty. That was pretty.
If you haven't seen it, I think it's on. It might be like Amazon Prime, like video. If you guys have,
yeah,
it's called The Empty Man. It's a horror, like suspense thriller, dude.
I saw
invest like 2 hours of your time. It's fucking crazy.
Good,
like psychological.
You have to watch. That's what I forgot. I was gonna say. Do you have Amazon Prime or not?
Yeah.
You have to watch Unhinged. Have you watched
Seen it?
Bro,
crazy.
I haven't. No time,
dude.
Just tell me the plot,
right? Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
You want to know the plot?
Yeah, the plot.
He's like really big in the movie. It's like fat, like
super big. So the dude basically just has road rage to the point of like he'll kill you.
Okay.
That's it. That's basically.
Well, that's literally what the movie is.
There's like, people out there.
The
like
scenes
that.
Are wild. Like the things that go on.
Oh, they're going on.
Bro, the dude has no remote. Like he'll do anything, dude. Like he'll fuck you up. Doesn't care.
Yeah, just doesn't care about his life. So who get like that's really
that's what happens.
That's really
nothing
people.
Else.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are the scariest.
Unhinged
people.
Is good.
That's why it's called Unhinged.
What's it called? What did I say? Empty Man is good. I'm trying to think of like other.
The Candyman.
There was this movie.
That one's gonna be fucking good. The Clove Hitch Killer. You seen it?
No,
bro. You have to watch these movies. I'm telling you, Clove Hitch Killer is like the dude, the kid, the son's dad is a serial killer. And finds out. Like, that's basically, like, that's all I'm going to say.
Do you find it weird that during the summertime we think about the horror things that are coming out, like, during the fall?
Yeah.
I mean, I've been, like, taking a liking to, like, horror movies, but really my go-to is, like, suspense for, like, 2 hours. Like, if something's, like, 2 hours, like, 10 minutes, and it's suspense, I'm like, this is probably good. Like, it's probably a good movie. Like, Gone Girl. Like, shit like that. I like shit like that.
Josh is like, you know it's good, bro, when I have to cover my ears. That's why I know it's good.
When I hide behind the box.
It's not even, you know, it's not even because I'm afraid. It's just the noise. Like, bro. The noise affects me.
If there's no sound in the movie, it wouldn't be scary.
Of course. I know. I understand that. I completely understand, like, the like, in Quiet Place, too. Like, that movie is just straight jump scares, the entire thing. The second one was okay.
Josh, like, dude, I need more, like, 30 minutes. 31 minutes.
The ending was just, like, the worst.
He was like, give me more, bro.
It was a bad ending. Like, it just didn't make any sense to me that it ended like that. It was like a fucking, like, hero moment. Like, it just was kind of corny to me. I was like, you can give me 10 more minutes and seal the deal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A hero moment.
It's just crazy how, like, those movies have barely any dialogue and they can just fucking run that whole time with you just being quiet as hell and be like...
Imagine like people like some asshole is in the theater talking like during that shit. Like you like that's that would be the worst movie to like have. What's going on now? Why is he doing that? But the shit that didn't make sense to me is like, first of all, I mean, I'm assuming everyone's seen this and I'm gonna talk about it. Whatever.
I think I know what you're gonna say, but just say
it's a part that didn't make sense to me. Two parts. One, when the fucking demon thing, one of the monsters all of a sudden ends up at the fucking boat dock. So you're telling me that fucking thing took a boat to the island that they stayed at. That's what you're telling me. It didn't make sense to me that knew it was
that
there.
That was one. But
because they weren't making any noise.
I hope your other one is what I'm going to say. So you say it.
when they were walking through the forest and they're just walking on leaves, like that doesn't make any noise. If you walk outside right now with your bare feet and you're stepping on leaves, you could hear that shit from the next apartment.
Yeah, you're making crinkles.
You could hear that shit from the next apartment. I'm not kidding. If you're outside.
There's a lot of squirrels walking by
make noise. Those are the two things that kind of were like, you know.
You know what? Another thing before I got to the point that I was going to say, another thing that made me sad was realizing there's probably no dogs left on the planet. That just made me sad.
Or like animals in general.
Any animals, like a fucking
squirrel. Those things are getting murked.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? How those things are just like fucking hunters. Like they have no other thing to do. They're just.
And but I never actually understood. Like, did they ever explain what they were?
They were like,
or what they were sent for?
Planet destroyers. You know what I'm saying?
Like in the new one, when they get that fucking beam of light or whatever, and that shit comes in. Like, what is that?
Like, it could have been like they came on an asteroid or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like they never. That's also another part that I'm thinking about it right now. Like they could have took 3 minutes and just like gave a little background or something to,
but like, it's not like they came, like it seems like that shit just landed.
But also, I do understand why they didn't, because no one planned for it. Like they didn't know that it was going to occur. They're not going to be like, and you can't even have like a hint or like
what didn't make sense to me was that in the first one there was newspaper articles about like the army can't do nothing, or like we can't help no more. Like how do they print those when that shit happened like fucking 2 seconds.
Exactly.
And why was one of the aliens dressed like a clown?
In the second one?
Yeah, the second one.
A clown?
Yeah,
like a physical? Like
yeah, he had a nose and he was like big fucking red shoes.
Josh, he's fucking you.
I'm like trying to think if it's a hit.
I missed that
scene. A hidden scene or something. An extra scene.
He's like, I went to the bathroom, but I didn't think I was going to miss that. Yeah. No, dude, the other thing I was going to say, like you said it took a boat to that island.
Right.
Why didn't they just kill it? There was only one.
Because... Does it die when you shoot it?
No, they could have just used the thing on the
box. She wasn't there, I don't think. She wasn't there at that moment. Because she wasn't there.
No,
she was separate. The daughter who had the earpiece.
Yes, was with that guy. They drove the car. Remember, they drove it to the radio tower. They could have just killed it on the way. Or something. They stopped, put the fucking thing in the car.
No, radio. Bro. That was at the end. I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm saying like they used the box. And then they...
Oh, okay. Okay,
why
okay,
did they just
okay.
do that again? Remember like they did it in the beginning
okay,
of the movie.
Okay, okay. That's true.
Yeah, because there was only
it didn't that whole it. That yeah they should have extended it a little more.
They didn't know what to do.
That one island scene didn't make sense to me when they were on that island, because that one thing came and just murked like 20 dudes and dipped.
Well, they're like, what do we do, bro? They're like,
and meanwhile, those people on that island like have a whole community. Like they built a whole new life, and that one thing comes. And it's a wrap, dude. It's a wrap. 25 people.
Like that full blown year they had on that island, however long.
Guys, we did it. We finally started a grand new life. Fucking head start chopping.
All that progress done in like 2 minutes. Yeah. But no, like how would you have ended it? You think if you could have, like, what would
you? So the ending, just like, so she raised her fist, she fucking beats the monster, she kills everyone. I'm just like. Maybe a reconvenience with the family or something like that. Like, just give me like an extra 5 minutes where, like, I know they're gonna make a third one. Like, I know, which might even be worse than the second one.
Yeah,
these are the type of things I talk about. Yeah, you got fucking these type of things I'm talking about. Sometimes, like, I know it's a money thing, but like, bro, like, the first Quiet Place broke grounds. I feel like a movie.
Yeah,
they just tried to extend that shit to probably like a third.
Well, he wasn't gonna make a second one, and then he was like, they were like, "Can you just write it for a new director?" And he was like, "Yeah." So
I'm like, "Bro, just do the first one." The first one was ahead of its time. That first one was ahead of its time and like hard. Like no one has ever done anything.
Well, he said John Krasinski. He's like, "I want to make my version of Jaws." He's like, "And that was my Jaws." So he was like, "I'm not doing a second one." And they were like, "All right, can you write it?" And he was like, "All right, yeah, sure, I'll write it."
Yeah,
and
then that's he did. He wrote probably bullshit script that was so generic. Like you said, the ending was really cheesy.
Dude.
And that's exactly what he gave him. So that's literally what you're gonna get. You know, he didn't
want
to make a sequel.
That's maybe all I would want more is like maybe like a reconvenience with the.
But the movie itself, I think, was great was in good. Terms of like the scenes, like when three things were happening at once, like it was nuts.
Yeah,
like just that alone, like it was cool. And like I liked what's his name,
when the mom's in the first scene and the mom's backing up in the car and the thing's Losses fucking chasing them with the truck, dude. That shit was fucking crazy, dude. Definitely. They showed that in the trailer, though, so...
Right.
So it didn't hit as much
but
when you saw it.
But, yeah, that whole concept is pretty cool. Like, never really thought.
So you watched, what did you say that you watched on Netflix or that's coming out on Netflix, like the funny stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was a show called Sexy Beasts. It just came out on Netflix. I think it dropped today.
They be dropping everything on Netflix.
Dude, fucking everything on the sun. Basically, it's like if they made The Masked Singer, but they, instead of it being like a costume, it's like makeup and like really cool special effect makeup. And they make them go on dates to just like, instead of like judging each other by like their looks, they have to like learn each other's like how they are with like their personality.
Yeah.
So they go on it. They first they.
I feel like they're just changing something that's already been done. You know, I feel like because there's like, you know, behind, like you don't see someone's face and then you like you get to learn who they are before.
Well, they did that show. Remember they did that show?
It was
like
in a weird way.
They did a show. It was like completely in the dark. It was like pitch black date or something like that.
Which or
was
like a physical blind date. Like that's a real blind.
I think that's what it was called.
Stevie Wonder went on a date with Helen Keller.
Yeah. But it was cool because, you know, special effects looks like their makeup looks fucking great.
So it's basically just like a dragon is on a date with like a fucking like witch from fucking like, you know.
Like there was this girl from Jersey in the show. She was like a panda. And then like there was like the one guy looked like Frankenstein. The other guy looked like an alien. And then the last one looked like.
But they're like actual like they're just talking, though. Like they were on like an actual date. They're just dressed up. I'm trying to think like what like.
Who's that?
Oh no! It's the people from underneath.
That shit scared me. But I'm trying to think like what like why people would want to go on that show. I think that's embarrassing. Think like just like, because you're dressed up like that. Well, the Masked Singer was good because it was real people, like famous people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So it worked.
You know what it is? I feel like the dating shows on Netflix, like they have like Love Island, right? Is that on Netflix?
Love Island's on there, and like have, people gasp out too hot to handle.
I like that one.
Some of them are. Some of them, I can't even lie, are like entertaining. If something can keep my fucking attention for, you know.
Yeah,
because it's real people having like real conversations. That I sometimes like I gotta fucking like look up words because they're fucking English and they're saying like rubbish. I mean, I don't need to look up that, but like there's words that they say where I'm like,
he's like, oh,
what the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
But I mean, some of those shows are really entertaining.
Yeah, this I think it's there. A lot of the people like from Jersey and like Atlanta and like California, but the show takes place in England. But it's pretty funny because, like, you have like you would never think like you would have no you really have no idea. It's not like it kind of looks like them. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Like you different. Genuinely you don't know have really, no idea what they actually look like.
You can kind of, like if you really like you could probably tell
from,
if
probably
they're,
from like the eye no range, but you, that's about it.
From the, like you could probably tell if they're black or white, but you really don't know if like what they look like. They're like dark skin.
There was
light
another
skin,
one,
Spanish
another or, dating show like that where like they would talk be like there would be a wall in between them.
Oh, yeah.
And they wouldn't be able to see each other until like the third date or something. Like they would have to choose just based off the personality.
Yeah, they've done
and, like
the concept
talking about.
A lot. They were just like, oh, we haven't done it like
right,
this yet.
Right.
So it's just another place to make
I
money.
Would, I mean, like if I was single.
There's you know, always dudes.
That'd be,
there's
that'd
always
be like
girls.
A wild, that'd be a wild thing to like go on. Correct. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm dressed up like
that's
fucking,
instant
like,
clout, too.
I'm dressed up like imagine like because no one will know who you
people,
are until the end.
People will always there's always
like, oh my god, you're on that bro?
Like 22-year-old girls wanting to watch that.
It
shit.
Reminded me of like an MTV show.
100%.
Yeah. So
it reminded
that's
me of
why
that.
I
want to
watch
why,
it.
But don't get it
like
twisted
weird.
Though, because
next
those old no. school MTV shows,
they're
parental
hilarious.
Fucking guys,
parental control,
fucking the MTV Cribs. What else was on there? My Super Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy.
Goated. Dude, Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy. I used to watch that religiously, religiously. Definitely.
His dog and fucking
dude, Parental Control was so funny, like so ahead of its time, like just how corny it really
was dude.
Dude.
And you know for a fact they're making them say this shit.
It was
too.
So entertaining seeing like fucking like Angelina from like here going like wanting to go on a date or something. And
I looked up, I was like,
it was so funny.
People wrote,
dude.
They're like,
there were other shows.
Like,
too.
Has anyone ever been on the show or worked on the show? And some guy was like, oh, well, like I was the boyfriend on the show, like, and they hired me. It was just like, it was all fake.
It was all fake.
But like, it was, you obviously knew it was so cringy. And like,
right. It was so funny when they're like, I'm going with the new guy. And then they start making out. They're like, what the fuck? And then the real boyfriend
and you're
like,
sitting there at the end. Are you going to go with the two new guys, or are you gonna stay with lame old Brad?
Yeah.
Like, you know, they'll be like, or are you gonna go against your parents' word and go with I don't work anywhere, Brad? Like, you know what I'm saying? And it would just be, and then she would be like, this is a really tough one for me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go back with my abusive ex.
My boyfriend who farts in my face at night.
The best part is they have like the two parents on like her bed. Holy and you have like shit, the high school cheerleading pictures behind it. That's totally not her.
Dude, and she picks, or like, yeah, she picks the fucking, the real boyfriend, like the boyfriend she's at. The parents are like,
I can't take it. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yo, the funniest shit is when the parents are describing what they hate about the boyfriend. And they're like, so he picks his nose.
Yeah.
All the time at the dinner table. I'm like, my family's
in
here.
In the kitchen.
And he's in picking the his room. Nose.
He chooses chips too loud.
He comes in and just changes the TV channel to whatever he wants to when he walks in. Like, he owns the place. Like, that's literally something that they would say, dude. It was, that shit was
so fucking
top tier. But there are other shows on MTV that I'm forgetting that were the same for me like that. Yeah. Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory, Big Black, and Rob Dyrdek religiously.
That shit was so good. I remember, like, watching that, like, all the time. I love the episode. I always, like, when they were, you ever see the one when they were breaking the world records? And they had like
donuts.
Yeah,
dude, the donuts. He pounds down like 12 donuts.
He killed that.
Dude, I'm about to look up some. You guys, I'm about to look up these MTV shows.
Go ahead. No, dude, he was eating the fucking. I love when he was doing the. He did two bananas in like under a minute or something.
Too quick,
but it was funny. Yeah, he just like ripping them.
Boom, 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 eats.
But I remember them just dying watching him eat it.
Yeah,
and I remember there was an episode where, like, I don't know if it. I think he broke the toilet or something like that. Like he, like Big Black broke the toilet.
Yeah, I remember that.
And they got him like a love seat toilet.
Yeah, big ass seat toilet.
It was like what show I completely forgot about, bro?
What?
True Life.
What's that?
Like, oh yeah, True Life. Like I suck on my toes. Like shit like that. Like True Life. Like I have irritable bowel syndrome. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Like just shit like that. There would be people on there that would be like,
no, what was that show where they try to make the kid cool?
That's what I thought that was, what Josh just said, because I remember I thought about it yesterday.
They're like Susie's, an outcast, yeah, or Susie's like no the one really nerd. Talks to them, and then like they try to like
right
like give them some new life.
They get her like a date to the dance, yeah, and then like the she dance. Has like her first kiss.
Oh my but God. It like there are like it'll be like True Life, like, you know, I was a, you know, a coke addict, a heroin addict or some, but then there's ones where it's like I'm addicted to fucking eating sand, like, yeah, shit like sand. That
I thought that was like TLC, well, stuff.
Yeah, but it is, they got it from MTV, or I don't know who got it from who, but that show, my weird like eating weird addiction. Disorder,
like, there was like some guy something like that to,
my strange addiction,
everything's my strange addiction, something else.
Like people are out here drinking like gasoline. Yeah, I like the taste.
Eating light bulbs and batteries and
like
shit.
Like eating glass, like chalk. Like I like the taste. Like I don't know what to tell you guys.
Some guy was like, I swallow bullets. It gives me a rush.
What?
Yeah.
They go to the doctor. The doctor's like, I really would suggest you like stop eating glass because like your teeth look like you're a werewolf right now.
Yeah.
And you're getting stomach. Your whole intestines are getting fucking ripped to shreds. The girl's like, yeah, I took his advice, but I don't know if I'm really going to stop. Like, it's fucking crazy, dude. Like, if so,
how do you eat glass and not have...
What that made me think of was the fucking... Josh posted this video on Instagram, like, 2 days ago. And for some reason, I just found it so funny.
Oh, dude, I was crying.
It was from the Maury show. And it was this girl who was deathly afraid of olives. Because of, like... She said... I watched, like, the full video. Apparently, like, she's like, my grandfather woke up from his grave in the coffin, and his eyes. He's like, she's like, his eyes were green like olives.
Oh, and that's why she doesn't like the olives. Oh,
so, dude, Maury's a legend. He brings out. He's like, bring out the olives. And he goes, bring out the olives. They bring out a fucking just gallon size of olives. She dips. She's like, ah.
No, but, you know what I found so funny about that video is that how fast she was coming out with that fucking olives. Like, she was going to chase it down with those olives. God, dude. I was dying.
The funniest thing, too, that wasn't the only one. They did one with, like, cotton balls.
Oranges, I think.
Like, but in all seriousness, that's me with olives. Like, not to the point where I'm, like, you know, running away from a jar. But, like, I really don't like olives. So I just reposted because I thought it was funny. But
where did you find that? Was it on someone else's show?
It was on. No, it came up on my TikTok feed. Probably because the FBI knows I think about how terrible olives are.
Yo.
You know I don't like them either. I never liked olives.
They're people just like, my mom could eat them like their M&M's, like out the
our
jar.
Mom too. Some
people, the Italians, crazy. Bro.
That's olives. So much Italians, and there's so much salt in those bitches. Like you'll feel like a straight raisin.
Yeah, you eat one of those, you're in the fucking Sahara, bro. With like
crazy mouth on fucking.
What's the red? In the Red Sea,
Sahara Desert.
I was what's it called? I've been watching Lost. You ever watched Lost? Like when it first came out.
I mean, when it first came out, I really wasn't watching TV shows like that. I haven't seen it.
I was when it first came out, I was like third grade. I remember I was playing rec basketball.
Young, dude. It was probably like 05.
I wasn't old enough to like understand some of the stuff on the show. Like, it was just like I knew the idea, but I didn't really get into it. But I watched it like all the way through like a year or two ago. And then I got my girlfriend on it because she's never saw it. And most people that, what would you say it's about? Like, do you remember?
Lost?
Yeah.
I'm lost.
Like, they're on like an island or like in a secluded area where they have no ability to contact anyone from the outside world at that point.
Yeah, basically, like, they crash land on an island, right? And that's like that's the pilot. And people mostly just think it's like, oh, they just on, and then it's like a show from there. But honestly, like, it's the most mind fucked like type of show. You would never, like, when once you get like past first season, you would never think like, oh fuck, like, I never thought this show.
If you watch the first season and then watch the final season, you'd be like,
what the fuck is
what
going
the
on?
What the hell is happening?
But that's what I don't understand is like how they make 8 seasons of a show like that.
Yeah. It's like,
though, someone just fucking get a plane over there and have
and then they have like 15 unanswered questions at the end of it too.
Yeah.
Because they want a 9th season. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just like, mm-hmm. you know.
But like,
it's such like Grey's Anatomy. It's yeah. like fucking 20 seasons, bro.
Keep
it's
things open crazy. For more things to
but
happen.
Like the, like you said that, like, it's such, I don't want to, it's, they're on the island, but they
bro,
get, they
talk about Lost. The show's been out.
It's been out for like 10 years, yeah, more than 12 years or something yeah, like that. Yeah. They get off the island, but then they go back to the island. Like, it's like that type of show, but you're like, what the, you would, if I told you that, you'd be like, why? But you have to like watch the show. But anyway, I was thinking like, if you were on a fucking plane, bro, and you survive the crash and you're on some type of deserted, like, tropical island.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, okay.
Like, let's say it's us three. We're on the fucking, okay. we're on Spirit.
So
we had
my
the,
question
like,
is, right. Like, they're like, all right, see you guys. And we jump out the plane. We land on fucking, okay.
Or we crash land.
So,
and wake.
So my question is, are we completely, like, just ourselves? All we have is.
Like, what do you mean? All right, like, how about this? We crash land on the island. It's the plane and all the shit that was on the plane.
So clothes.
We got clothes. We got people's shit.
Probably
shit,
got like, you know, hygienic shit. Whatever, and like yeah, shit like that.
Plane, everything that was in your suitcase.
Suitcase. Things on the plane.
Like drinks and waters. Yeah. Whatever was left. What would be like the first day? Like, what would you try to do? Like
the At first I would be like, we need to find somewhere where we can get a shelter.
Right.
Like somewhere that we can hang our head for.
To sleep in.
Even for like 3-4 hours. Like,
shelter.
Or somewhere to just sleep. We're not going to obviously have pillows and a blanket.
Right.
But like we have to have a covering or like we bury a fuck. Something has to be.
Would
done.
You want
to
stay on the beach? Like, would you want to stay on like by the sand, like where the water is? Or would you want to try to get into like the jungle or something?
I would be. There'd probably be animals, but like, what am I going to do on the sand?
I mean, it's nice. Like, you got a breeze. Like, it's like, imagine living on, let's say it's like the Bahamas. Like, you're on the beach in the Bahamas.
Nothing's biting you. Yeah.
Nothing's really coming out there. Like, you wouldn't see.
But
like
I think you can find things in the
sure.
in the forest.
Sure.
So, okay. So, I'd probably live on the beach side, like the
but
sand.
But we would have to go into the,
go into
jungle,
the jungle
to find shit.
Find resources.
So, what I do think, I've actually thought about this, is like, if you were just thrown into a situation like that,
right.
where like you know, had to physically survive, like you're in survivor mode. I think that your mind would come up with ideas or ways to survive.
Now this
and
is your life.
Correct.
This is
for now.
Guy.
I mean,
yeah, correct.
Now.
Adrenaline is through the roof. Like, you're constantly thinking, like, what can I do? Like, how am I going to survive however long I need to?
You know what I would think about?
Because I know anything could happen at any point, but I know that my brain would be thinking, like, okay, how am I going to start this fire? What am I going to do? Like, what's going to happen? So.
Yeah. I would think about, to keep myself sane, the settlement I'm going to get from the company that fucking
oh, yeah,
the plane.
100%.
You would just be like $10 million.
You would get body, bro.
$10 million.
Spirit. Crazy. Frontier.
I like how we instantly go to Spirit's going down.
I mean, they must know that they get the shit end of
they're
the
getting
stick.
Snoop Dogg
but they
at the airplane.
You know what's crazy, funny. Though, about Spirit? You end up spending the same amount of money because they charge fucking beans. They charge 50 beans for a fucking bag, dude.
Yeah.
Literally, $50.
They didn't used to do that. They didn't used to charge for the overhead bags. Now,
crazy.
Every airline's $50.
Yep.
Never heard of it. I literally would rather take like a 10-hour road trip to like, you know, wherever.
Susquehanna. Dude. But like, I was like, if you're on... I'm trying to think. All right, so we talking about Spirit. Like, that's what I was going to say. Has there been crashes with Spirit, though? Like, has a Spirit plane gone down? And, like, are they known for their bad flights?
Uncomfortable seating.
Right.
I've also seen videos of, like, the plane literally, like, about... You know what I'm saying? Like, they're getting... Like, the turbulence is, like, to the point where the plane's about... I honestly just think that it's not like...
Just make, remake and your fucking planes.
Exactly. It's not like an employee problem. Like, they're all it's pilots. Because all those pilots are liable.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If that plane goes down, bro, that Tom Hanks movie, like, you're liable. Dude was in court you know, for that shit. So,
of course. If you're surviving, you're fine.
I just think the planes are not made well. No, I just don't think the planes, like, United planes are made better than Spirit planes. Mm-hmm. And they just have no leg room. Like, I've seen, you know, people lose luggage, like, it's just memes
like,
of people.
I feel like Spirit is a good flight if you're if it's like an hour or less.
Or like you genuinely, it's like for real, like $200 less than like the next flight.
Right.
If it's people, like I've heard that like if you want to go somewhere nowadays, you got to book on like Monday or Tuesday night and just get there late, but spend like $50 on the flight and just get there.
If I ever had to take, what was the longest flight you ever had to take?
Longest flight was to probably Vegas. It was like 6 hours.
Yeah. I think if I had to do like a 12-hour plus flight, I would need first class or something.
You would need 100%. My mom's
first
taking
first class or the huge space where they said you have to take care of the exits. I'm like,
well, my mom used to travel for work. She used to like go to Australia for like 2 weeks. A flight to Australia is like 12 hours, bro. Yeah. Fucking she would sit first class for that shit.
She you went down to. Under.
Australia is one of those. I've seen videos of that shit too.
Oh my God! Sorry, guys. A zombie just walked in. Josh, can you kill that one real quick?
Is he
good? No, he's been hawking up lugs for like.
I have two. Dude, I have you. I think like our bodies, because we were wearing our masks for fucking 2 years.
They're getting
now that we have no masks on, everything is hitting us three times as harder, bro. Everyone has the same problem. Like, I don't even feel sick, but I have phlegm.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sick, though. Like,
no, I had it, too, before I went to Florida.
I don't feel sick,
it's weird.
It's coming out to me. I feel like I'm made of bubbles.
What was I just talking about, though? we were talking
about right, so. Slug.
I honestly don't remember what we were just talking about. I was in, like, the middle of my thought.
Oh, Australia. She went to Australia.
Oh, yeah. Like, Australia, like, there's things there, like, that will kill you on the spot. Like, animal-wise, insects, like... You really have to be, like, like, they don't even let people go there, like, to live. Like, they will. Oh, they don't let you, like, what's the word, I guess? Migrate
yeah.
fucking whatever like to Australia. There. If you wanted to move there, they don't let new people in.
Yeah.
Because, one, that shit is dumb.
Not even, like,
bro.
Sydney, Australia? Like
no, that shit's
like
dangerous,
popping.
Bro.
But, like, you know, like, I'm talking about the bigger cities. Like, you're talking about, like...
I'm talking about Australia. Like, as a whole. Like, they do not let... Like if you were, like, tomorrow,
like
I...
Resort Australia.
Doesn't matter, bro. It's Australia. If you wanted to move to Australia, you would not be able to, is what I'm saying to you.
I bet.
Because they have a cap of people, and that's just it for them. Australia is, like, what I'm saying is, like, the most wildest
you know
of environments
you know
in the world.
You know what's crazy to me, though?
Besides, like, Antarctica.
How Australia has a cap, but DJs doesn't. Is that enough?
Shut up.
All of a sudden, DJs got the entire tri-state area at the fucking dance floor, dude. It's crazy.
I could have swore I saw fucking...
You just can't go on days where it's raining because the outside isn't open, and then they start filing in every single person
like
in the dance floor.
Japanese train,
if
bro.
If the back is open, if it's nice out, it'll be packed, but you can find your little area to do your thing.
There's always a spot. It's like an air pocket. It's
correct.
Like, you gotta find
that. And normally, bro, what I've learned is it's by the DJ in the right corner. Mm-hmm. It's by the bar over there, by the dance stage, like in that corner, mm-hmm. like in the back corner.
Right.
There's the corner. Normally not a lot of people.
A lot of penis.
Not a penis. a lot of dick. But yeah. Bro. What were we talking about with like
Australia,
the island shit?
No, you
like
said
the island shit.
Oh, the island.
If all three of us were to land on a deserted island,
we got to look for water too.
First, fresh water. First thing we're doing is finding a place where we can hang our head mm-hmm. and a place where we can get some kind
fresh
of water.
Can't drink the ocean.
You need the stream, some kind of, even if it's like a little stream.
Mm-hmm.
You can survive off like one cup a day.
Yeah.
But we would have to rat. Like, it would have to be like a real thing. Also, those streams probably just run.
Well, plus we have like the 12 pack you put in your suitcase. So
that's right.
That's fine.
I have weed too that I snuck on there so we can.
There
you know,
we go.
Some nights I'll get high. You know what I'm saying? So like,
you're gonna need that.
I got deodorant because we're smelling like dick.
I've been smoking bugs.
Some type of
crushing
SOS.
Beetles.
What'd you say, Frank?
I said we got to make some type of like SOS on the beach, like fucking Tom Hanks.
Oh yeah,
that shit's overrated to me. I think.
Yeah, like there's no point.
Are we just
I feel like that's just
now?
A lot of work.
I just
no
don't
reason.
Think that it's not a lot of work. I just think it's overrated. I think like that's the type of shit that doesn't make sense to me. Is like nowadays, I think that people just don't go missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would, I feel like people know where, like, you're able to, like, if we landed on an island, like a deserted island, there has to be a way that someone can figure out that we're on that island, I feel like.
Yeah. Well, the first thing they do is when the plane goes missing on the track, they look for that plane and where it lost
or where, a signal first. Exactly. Yeah, so where that's the, where the signal was lost.
Pinpoint that.
See, the problem on Lost was that they lost their signal like 5 hours.
Okay, yeah. So that makes sense. So they didn't know that plane existed to be honest. Your signal died right then and there, okay, you're pulling up there, you're fine.
Yeah.
So that shit to me would be...
I feel more comfortable knowing that.
Correct.
That they have a pinpoint when they do lose track.
But yeah, like some Lost type shit, you're beat. Then you got to start the SOSs, the fires. Yeah. Like,
then you got to start fucking, bamboo.
Yeah.
Shoot the flare gun out.
Something.
Making spears.
Yeah. I'm sure the plane, probably has like a flare gun or something like that. Oh, yeah. Or some kind of like fire.
But if, unless it cracked in half like in the Lost plane.
True.
How many days do you think you can go like until you start like?
And what would we do for date? I mean, we would need to eat as well.
Yeah.
And so we got to hunt. We got to find what's in the jungle.
Got to beat.
And like berries.
Gotta be.
Y'all got Wi-Fi?
dude, I fucking jerked off to a curvy wood plug.
Josh should be drawing titties in the sand.
What are you doing, Josh? Oh, sorry, guys. Imagine, dude.
5 minutes.
Like, your food, we would have to hunt, or it'd be like berries and like other like berries? Fucking like,
yeah, but what's not poisonous, bro? We gotta fucking learn, dude.
That's true. I wish that's like good knowledge to know. Like, what is
some
like
type of hunting? Like, how to start a fire, bro. I've never tried. I've never done that.
Me either. You just need like a little brush.
And I heard dry wood.
I heard
dry
wood and a shoelace to get that shit.
Yeah,
I saw it on this. Quick. Dude, do you remember that show on MTV?
I think we could figure that out. I feel like we could figure that out.
Yeah, I feel like we've seen enough on YouTube.
There was something on MTV where like they would take kids who were bad and put them in like in the woods and like made them like camp and shit.
Oh shit! Right.
They put them in like some type
beyond
of
beyond scared straight.
No, it was like something weird. No, but it was like that. But they would.
Yeah, I know. They do like military camp shit, and they're like, we don't want to go to jail.
Yeah, they teach them like how to live in the forest and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
Wild.
But yeah, back to the island. So if it was just dude, like we would have to look for water, hunt. And then
you need
like,
water, you need food.
But what are we hunting with our bare hands?
We're going to have to make...
I mean, maybe there's chickens on the beach. Sticks. Just grab the... We have to chase the chicken down.
Chase the chickens. Or what Billy's saying, we just make a shank or something. Yeah. Like somehow like create a shank. We'll like take wood and just cut...
Well, we brought our toothbrushes. Like, maybe we can make it out of our toothbrush.
Thank God we got Colgate. Thank God we got Crest in the plane.
Dude,
I'll suffocate him with peanut butter.
That I don't even know how I came up with that. Dude, I know your little secret. He goes in with the Skippy. He comes in with this whole jar of Skippy, dude. That shit is mad funny.
So good. I can't get around that.
I mean,
can you imagine a trailer like just a mock like scary movie type
everybody,
trailer?
No, just like a note to everybody who's listening. If you're ever gonna like take that in the reverse aspect, where if you're getting robbed, throw some peanut butter at the killer because he might be allergic.
He might be allergic.
That's a chance. Not even a chance. It's a win-win. It doesn't matter. Either he gets, maybe one goes in his eye, even if he's not, or something.
He could be blinded. He could be like, what the fuck? Can you peanut butter.
Imagine the robber's like, no.
No.
Keep those away.
Or he loves Skippy and he's like,
He's like, you know what? You're a good guy.
I'll take this in return.
Take this in return.
I'll dip if you just give me the...
I'll dip if you give me the skip.
Fuck, we got 4 jars in the cabin. We're good.
Holy shit. Where are we going? Fucking dead. We've been recording.
We're at an hour. Yeah. Right. Almost.
Good night, guys.
Want to wrap this baby up? Put a bow on it.
Yeah, we'll put a bow on it.
Josh,
see
y'all. I like how you have the first iPhone screen that came out with the first iPhone. That's great.
The Earth.
Earth.
Yeah.
That's
great. I like the Earth on my phone screen. What's your guys' lock screen?
My girlfriend.
You too.
What's yours?
Yep.
Mine's at the what's it called?
We're doing a meet and greet at Chuck E. Cheese this Friday.
You got like a model pic of yours.
Well, I took that with my camera.
Imagine Meyer's just like me, like
Lauren on the couch with like. Yeah, we're doing there's a Chuck E. Cheese down the road. You can meet us there.
We're gonna put it on the Instagram. Like it's a little flyer. Just look. We got pizza. Like we already ordered the pies. We got Chuck E. He's gonna be on stage performing. Yeah. you know, the normal Chuck E. Cheese shit. So we'll be there on Friday.
Yeah, the Ninja Turtle game is going to be working, so that's where I'm going to be.
Right, the bicycle game will be up. And I already made sure. Get that shit greased up. We're coming.
Josh, and
you're, oh, shit, dude.
And Josh, don't forget to drop your album. He's going to be producing
it. Oh, yeah.
With Chucky.
That's right. Me and Chucky got a mixtape dropping on SoundCloud. It's called DJ.
He's thinking so hard.
DJ Double Cheese.
DJ Yamaka.
DJ Matza.
I'm dead. But yeah, we'll be there. We'll see you guys on Friday.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Perfect.